How long have you been involved in baseball?
Well, I started playing in 1933. And I've been scouting now since 1948. This is 47 years.
What teams have you scouted for?
I started out in 1948 with the Chicago White Sox, and I stayed there for 28 years, and I went to Oakland for 3 years, and then I went to the Cubs for like 2.5, then I went back to the White Sox for 4, and now I started with the Atlanta Braves with Chuck Tanner in 1986. I'm still with the Braves.
What was amateur baseball like around Newcastle when you were younger, when you started playing?
Well, when I played, there were a lot of teams. Of course, there weren't as many automobiles, and they used to have a Lawrence County League and City League, and then they had other leagues and teams all over the Lawrence County. And there was much more baseball being played then. And they also had American Legion, but they didn't have the Little League teams, and the Colt League was more like American Legion and amateur and semi-pro ball. The semi-pro ball was, they had some players that played in the minor leagues and some college players, they used to get a few dollars for each game when they played.
What team did you play for, and what teams in the area did you play?
Well, I played for Brent in the Lawrence County League early when I was probably 17, and then I played for a Universal Rundle, Universal Pottery it was then. That was in 1933. That was a semi-pro league. And I pitched for that team.
What were some of the, were there any other famous players around here that you played against?
Well, Paul McCullough, he played in the pro ball. He was a pitcher on the same team at the Universal Pottery. And of course, later on, I played with Chuck Tanner when he was in high school. When we played, Dewey Cohen had a team in the City League. And I just got out of the service. And I was through playing professional ball. And I played with Chuck on that team.
What professional teams did you play for?
Well, I started out with, I was signed by the Yankees in 1933 after I pitched against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I pitched for Wheeling in the Mid-Atlantic League. And then it was just I signed like in August. I think it was August the 10th. And then the season was over like at Labor Day. So I went back the next year, and I was I pitched there until I hurt my arm. And about it was in May sometime, and then I didn't pitch anymore that year, and then I didn't pitch the next year until July 1935. I went down to Mayodan, North Carolina, in the Bi-State League. And they had a working agreement with Louisville. At the end of the year, they were to get three players, pick three players from the club. So I would happen to be lucky to be one of those three they picked. So I went to Louisville the next year, spring training, 1936. And Burley Grimes was the manager there. So I played there in 36, 37, 38. And 39, the Red Sox took it over, and we won the playoffs, and we won the Little World Series. We beat Rochester in the Little World Series when they had Marty Marion as a shortstop, and we had Pee Wee Reese. We had two good AAA teams. And then in 40, we were in it again. In the Little World Series, and Newark beat us. That was a Yankee farm club. In 41, we had another good team. We had like Tex Houston and Johnny Pesky and some more that played in the Red Sox. Stan Spence was there in 39. And hard to remember all those names. It's been back so far. But anyway, we lost in the playoffs to Columbus. And in 1942, I went in the service. I was in Great Lakes. I played under Mickey Cochran. And then the next year, I was the third base coach. And then I went to Bainbridge, Maryland, to the PI school, and I came out of there, and I went to Florida, down at the Navy base, and I was only there till January of that new year, and let's see, it's 1943. Went to Treasure Island out in San Francisco, and then I went to Noumea, New Caledonia. I was out there for 18 months, and I got home and had a 30-day leave. When I got home, the war was over, so I didn't have to go back. I just went to Sampson, New York, and I was discharged. And then I was, Chewy Corn was the sheriff, so he made me his deputy for about a year and a half until I went into scouting in 1948.
You said you played against the Pirates. Was that as an amateur?
Yes, I was playing on the semi-pro team. I was an amateur, and I pitched against the Pirates and beat them 2-1. Gave them two hits. Pitched nine innings.
That was here in Newcastle that you played the Pirates?
Centennial Field.
Was that often then that major league teams would come into an area and play a team?
No, it was I think the Pirates played before, earlier than that. I think Dewey Cohen pitched against them. That was before I was... I was just a young boy then, but they don't play too often. It was just one of those games. They had like 5,000 people at Centennial Field. They filled the park. It was a big day for Newcastle.
How was the fan support for amateur teams against amateur teams? And since there wasn't really automobiles as common, how did people get around?
Well, they walked. Some walked, and some had cars. But a lot of them walked, and you'd be surprised. They had probably more fans then than they have today. I don't know exact number, but I know it was always a bunch of fans there at every game.
Who are some of the best players you've seen come through Western Pennsylvania?
Western Pennsylvania. Well, I saw Chuck before. He played before I was scouting. The year before I started to scout, I thought he was a pretty good player, a good hitter. And, of course, Gary Peters, I signed him. He was a left-hand pitcher. He was a good athlete. He could have played first base or the outfield, but he was a good left-hand pitcher, so he pitched in the major leagues. He was Rookie of the Year his first year, and he was a 20-game winner. And Pete Vukovich from Johnstown, I signed him. He was a good pitcher. And I can't think of. There were a lot of other ones, you know, come from Pennsylvania, but I can't remember all of them. Those are the two most, and I signed, you know, different guys out of Ohio. And I recommend Nellie Fox. He played second base for the White Sox. He played in a lot of All-Star games. I think it was 11. And I recommended Joe Carter for the Chicago Cubs, and they traded him. They traded him to Cleveland, then Cleveland traded him to Toronto. He's still playing for Toronto. And, I don't know, I signed quite a few, but I can't remember all their names now.
How has baseball changed nationally and locally during the time that you've been involved in the game?
Well, I don't think the game has changed. The players now, they make more money. I mean, the salaries have really skyrocketed. And a lot of them have agents now, which I think is something that baseball should do away with. They're getting 10% of the upfront money that they sign, these big bonus players, and the players that get like 5-year contracts, bonds, and some more of them. There's a lot of them. But as far as the game's the same. They play it the same. I think the ball is a little livelier now. It's hitting more home runs, and I think they use lighter bats. And they strike out more, maybe. They're all swinging for the fence. They want to make the big money.
Going back to local ball, when you were an amateur, how often would it be that like a team from Newcastle would go maybe to Butler or to another town and play like other teams there?
Well, when I played with the Universals, that was a semi-pro team. We went to Butler, and we went all around, and we had teams that come in here like Homestead Grays and of course, like I said before, the Pittsburgh Pirates. But we had other teams. It was a semi-pro team, and we had some players that were from like Canton and Cleveland, and we had a good ball club. But we traveled some, and then of course when I played in the Lawrence County League, we traveled like different places in Newcastle and Brent, and whatever teams were in the league. It wasn't that much traveling. I mean, the teams weren't that far apart.
Without there being as much traveling, do you think that brought more of an interest in the game because there were more teams and more players?
Yeah, I think it made more interest in the team, like in the teams in Newcastle. They had players, you know, their families would come out and all their friends, and everybody had a team that they pulled for, and they would go out and back them up, and they followed them all over wherever they went to play. So it was more interest then, and you didn't have like today like soccer and the way they play basketball in the summertime, and they still work out in football in the summertime. It was all baseball. They played each season. Every sport had its own season, and they didn't. In the summertime, it was all baseball.